Hello everyone. Today I'm presenting our work on a new two-stage classification pipeline designed to accelerate the discovery of thermodynamically stable and mechanically robust ABO3 perovskites. As many of you know, high-throughput screening is often bottlenecked by the poor quality of computational elastic data. We frequently encounter sparse datasets, or worse, physically impossible values like negative bulk moduli, which make standard regression models unreliable. Instead of trying to force a regression model to predict these noisy values, we reframed the problem. We developed a two-stage classification approach that prioritizes qualitative viability over quantitative prediction. Our pipeline works in two primary steps. First, we use a gradient boosting classifier, validated with a rigorous leave one cluster out strategy, to filter for thermodynamic stability. This ensures our model generalizes well across different chemical families. Second, we bypass the flawed elastic data entirely by training a dedicated classifier to distinguish mechanically viable structures from unphysical ones. We then integrated these models into a multi-objective optimization framework using Gaussian process regression to quantify and penalize predictive uncertainty. This ensures that we aren't just finding stable materials, but that we are confident in our predictions. The results are quite promising. Our SHAP analysis confirmed that the models successfully learned physical principles, specifically that thermodynamic stability is driven by low geometric strain, while mechanical viability correlates with high density and negative formation energy. By applying this to 1,068 uncharacterized materials, we identified a Pareto front of 16 high-confidence candidates. Our top recommendations, including Divio-3 and Wycro-3, represent the best trade-offs between stability and mechanical robustness. In conclusion, this study demonstrates that when we are faced with imperfect, noisy datasets, a classification-first strategy is a far more robust way to navigate chemical space than traditional regression. This framework provides a reliable, scalable path for identifying novel materials for experimental validation. Thank you.